الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد،
Last week we left off, we explained in the light of the ahadith, a person can see that on the one side there was a person who from the time of his birth till the time of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter throughout the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, was accused, was pointed at, was singled out that you are Dajjal. On the other side there was a person who Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw, and he was also an old person, and he was also said that is Dajjal. And we explain how is it possible that there can be two Dajjals. So after that, now we have to look at possibilities. And the one possibility that shines out the most is this, which when Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu an asked Ibn Sayyad that, are you Dajjal or not? Because he gave many reasons, how can I be Dajjal? So Ibn Sayyad then finally answered, first it was a smile, and then he said, however I know Dajjal, and I know who his father is, who his mother is, I know where he was born, when he was born. So he said, no, there is Dajjal, it is not me, there is Dajjal. I know his father, I know his mother, I know where he was born, meaning he was speaking of Dajjal, which Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw, and he made it clear that I am not Dajjal, but I know Dajjal. Thereafter he said, however, if the job is offered to me, I will accept the job. وَلَوْ عُرِدَ لِي لَقَبِلْتُ. But if the job is offered to me, I will accept it. After explaining that the Dajjal is not me, somebody else, he then said, but if I am given the job, what job is he given? The only possibility is, if you look at what scholars of Islam have written, from the beginning explaining that the Dajjal, which Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw, what was his reality? They explained shaytanun, that it was a shaytan who was locked up. And then they write, it is not known who locked him up. Was it Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam or somebody else? Indication in the ahadith is, if the Dajjal is a shaitan, then besides Sulaiman alayhi salam, nobody else could have locked him up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once caught a jinn. In the morning he said to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, last night a jinn was troubling me, I caught him. I wished to bring him in front of you and show all of you all, this is a shaitan. But then I remembered that the right of capturing jinnat is the right of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That was his work. So the jinn, I let it go. That indicates that capturing jinnat, shayateen, وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ was the work of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That they shayateen which were caught and put in chains in his era. And in Israeli riwayat, there is mention of in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, a fight took place between the shayateen which were out in his time and he had power over them. But there was a certain jinn, Ifrit, very strong, and it made an effort to take over the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. It made an effort to get the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam. It failed in its effort and Sulaiman alayhi salam had it banned. Mention is also made that in that same time the shayateen were causing a lot of confusion with something which is called, at the present day, what we know is called Kabbalah. What is this Kabbalah? Quran speaks about Kabbalah very, very beautifully. Kabbalah is known in amongst the Jews as, some of them call it the revealed word. Some of them call it the magic practiced in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says very clearly, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ, that Sulaiman alayhi salam never made kufr with these things. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرُ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكِينَ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. However, what had happened in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam was that the shayateen began teaching man two things. One was they started teaching man magic, as-sihra. Together with the magic, they've started teaching people ma unzila ala al-malakain, the knowledge that was revealed. And as I said, what they translate as Kabbalah is the revealed word. Quran mentioned wama unzila. The knowledge that was revealed with two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babylon, which we will nowadays call Iraq. These two angels came long before Sulaiman alayhi salam. They came for what reason? They came, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimullah explains, that what they taught the people was a very huge and strong knowledge. With this knowledge, which he quotes as Asma'i Ilahiyya, the names of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala and the powers that are in each name. And with that knowledge, what we understand is Zahiri Asbab, things that we can see. With this knowledge, we could tap into hidden asbab, things that we cannot see. So strong the knowledge was that the angels told the people, Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. That this knowledge is extremely strong. If you're going to learn it, we fear you are going to fall in kufr. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Man continued learning this knowledge. Not only what was sent with Harut and Marut, but mixed with the magic of the shayateen. And what did what man began doing? They began breaking up families. And from that time until today, this knowledge, you will see, it has broken up many, many families. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. However, this knowledge also is under the power of Allah. If Allah doesn't want you to be harmed, you will never be harmed. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّونَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they learned from these two knowledges, whereas I explained this knowledge could have created things in the world which were unique. But they learned from this knowledge only that which would harm them, it would never benefit them. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says clearly, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. And whoever purchased this knowledge knew from the beginning, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, that in the year after he will have no place whatsoever. Yet they were happy to purchase it because of the strength of this knowledge. With it, they could take over the whole world. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If they had brought iman and said, we don't want this year, they would have got Jannah. But they traded in their Jannah for this knowledge with which they could get this world, they lost the entire year after. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the shayateen were teaching that to people. One shaitan tried to take over his entire kingdom. Sulaiman alayhi salam had him caught. Most likely it was that shaitan who is known then throughout time as Dajjal. How long before that time he was already alive and doing his fitna and fasad? Nabi Nuh alayhi salam already in his time warned the people, watch out for Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fingerprints of Dajjal is one eye. Which we all understand in the light of ahadith, Dajjal hasn't got an eye in the middle of his head. He got two eyes. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about one eye. This one eye, from the beginning of time, you will trace it. Wherever people went far from Allah, you will always find one eye featured. If a person goes to Egypt and he goes to see the mummies of that time, the pharaohs, which has been taken out from the pyramids. When those pyramids, if you go inside and you see what was taken out in that time, where the pharaoh was put, you will see one eye. The one eye featured in the time of the Firauns from before, showing that this shaitan was in that era already. Moving throughout the time, what and what evil he did, Allah tabaraka ta'ala alone knows. For which reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi warned his ummah, watch out for the shaitan called Dajjal. And his effort infiltrated throughout every religion which broke up the religion. We will find him breaking up the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, although he was already locked up. But as Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw that he was still speaking in his time, we will find that he is what we call modus operandi, way of method, which went throughout time, how to break through religion, continued right through. Where you will ask people who are called Buddhists, who is Buddha? They will say, Buddha is the one eye, the enlightened eye, the eye of wisdom, that is Buddha. That man in who God came into. And then he started teaching the people. Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, as though I am God. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu was salam was lifted. Paul came and he told the people that forget Isa alayhi salam. The Isa alayhi salam that we worship is a man in who God came. And the entire Christian religion was broken. The Shias, when they came out worshipping the Imams, they said, leave the Anbiya on their side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to explain man the religion. But the Imams, who were they? They were a people in who God transcended. And it was God now speaking his religion. He became an Imam, a Ma'soom, able to change the Sharia because God was speaking through him. All of them spoke about one person in who God was falling. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was locked up, and how long he remained locked up after that, but he continued spreading fitna in the world, because of which we find his alamat all over. However, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, an amazing thing happened, which he told the ummah, in my time he is coming out. And then he said he is being born. And then he went and he said, this is the person. And then Umar radiallahu anhu said, let me kill him. He said, if you kill him and he's not the person, what's the need? Which left a question that, oh Allah's messenger, don't you know whether he is the Jal or not? And then when Ibn Sayyad said, if I'm given the job, I will take it. He was talking of one job which all of this indicates towards, and which happened in the past, is that this shaitan, for him to move in the world, is not like a normal shaitan who moves. But this shaitan who we know as Dajjal, he needs a body to carry him in the world in the guise of man. What throughout history, every batil religion called hulul, where God is coming into a certain person. Whoever believed in hulul was believing in Dajjal, the shaitan coming into a person, and from now on we worship this person. And that is who. When the Christians speak about Isa alayhi salam, they are worshipping the shaitan who came into a person, and they are saying this is God. And every shaitan wished that I should be God. When the Buddhas speak about the enlightened eye, Buddha, they are speaking about Dajjal. When the Shia speak about our hidden Imam, Al-Imamul Muntazir, the one we are waiting for, Muntazir, the Imam who got lost and is alive for so many years, they are speaking about this one Imam. Ulama have written that when the last Imam of the Shias went into hiding, one person who saw him gave a description. That description fits the description of Ibn Sayyad. The Shias are waiting for one Imam who is called Dajjal. The Christians are waiting for Isa alayhi salam, or they're worshipping Isa alayhi salam as God, they are worshipping a Dajjal. The Buddhists are worshipping a Dajjal. Whoever believed in Hulul is believing in the shaitan that came into a man and went out in the world as Dajjal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this. Another indication in the hadith of this year that it is a mixture between man and jinn, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Isa alayhi salam will chase Dajjal, he will start melting. And even if Isa alayhi salam doesn't kill him, he will melt and destroy it. Whereas man does not melt, it is shaitan that melts. Isa alayhi salam will have him melted, and then he will bring his blood to show, I killed the body also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, you can't kill him, because if he is not Dajjal, you will be killing an innocent man. And if he is the Dajjal, you will kill the body, but the shaitan will remain alayhi. It is the job of Isa alayhi salam, who will have the ability not only to capture him like Sulaiman alayhi salam, but now to have him completely destroyed. After that, in the entire world, there will be never ever a rise of this fitna. If this possibility is taken, then every ahadith which speaks about the Dajjal gives a completely different meaning, a unique meaning, and which speaks about history from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu right until today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned where you will find the Dajjal. Yakhruju. Another indication that shows it's a link between the two. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu made Ibn Sayyad very angry one day. He got very angry and he became like bigger. And he made a big noise. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anhu, she shouted Abdullah bin Umar. And she said, why are you interfering with that person? Did you not hear that Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the Dajjal will come out when he is made angry? Look at the sentence of hers. What a unique sentence. Abdullah bin Umar was interfering with Ibn Sayyad. She was speaking of Dajjal. She said to him, don't make this young boy angry. Because if you're going to make him angry, didn't you hear, Dajjal will come out when he is angered. Abdullah bin Umar could have said, I'm making him angry. What have you got to do with Dajjal? She said, don't make this boy angry. Because Dajjal will come out when he is angered. How else will you translate this? If you tell the boy, don't fight with your father because the lion will come out when he's angered, the boy says, my father, that's a lion. They were explaining of a connection will take place when this person is angered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, throughout history, very fast with indication I will now mention. What and what things happened in the past, we will go very fast through it, it doesn't apply to us. What is happening today, presently, applies to us. Lord, we will try and go very, even for that we have to go very quickly through. In the past, throughout then, from the time Ibn Sayyad made a connection with Dajjal, which year it took place, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself knows. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, after these three eras, Summa yadharul kadhib, lies will become apparent. Summa yadharul fitan, fitna will become apparent. In that time, then we saw a lot of things happening. One of the main things that happened at that time, just before that day, a lot of letters were written to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he was told, you must come to Iraq. The people don't like this man called Yazid. And Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, says, don't go to Iraq. Iraq has always been a land of evil. They have always deserted us at the last time. And Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu comes. At this time, Ibn Sayyad was still in Medina Munawwara. But there was someone who was writing letters in a manner which shows what happened in the past was happening at that time. As though Dajjal was behind those letters. A lot of letters were written. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu comes to Iraq and he finds there is no one in support of him. No one. And thereafter he says a very unique sentence, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, which showed that the lies that were put against Yazid were all fabricated. When he saw the reality of the people of Iraq, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu said, let me now go to Yazid and put my hands in his hands. I want to make the bayat. At that time, from somewhere a command came, this man must never reach Yazid. And then finally at Karbala, that war took place, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away. The same people who wrote letters to him, brought him there, deserted him, and when he's going away from those same quarters, an order has come, kill this man. After the man was died, suddenly the Shia rise up. That this is the Ahle Bayt, how could you have killed him? And now a noise is made in the world. And they start getting support from different quarters. Just like how 911, everyone knows the same people who took the entire building down. Were the same people who then cried that, look what happened to our people. We mourn it every year. And it was the same people that made an attack after that. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu's death after that created a environment in the entire Islamic land that people began standing up. And then a time came where Ibn Sayyad disappeared after Zubair radiallahu anhu and Hajjaj bin Yusuf had a war. Harra. Disappeared. And the last place which we mentioned he was seen was Iran, Asfahan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yakhruju Dajjal, one of the places he mentioned Asfahan. Another place he mentioned Iraq. And from Iraq, all this effort was taking place. But then a movement started which the world knew after that as the Abbasi Khilafat. The people who said, in the life or for the life of the Ahle Bayt, we will go and fight against these people. And the first Khilafat that was destroyed, the Khilafat of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, was destroyed by this Abbasi Khilafat. The Abbasi Khilafat came from which land? It came from the land of Iraq. It moved all the way. And amazing, when they entered, the man who entered, he even had the name Mehdi. I am the awaited man. And the clothes he wore was the clothes that Mehdi alayhi salam will one day wear. And he gave the indication, I am Mehdi, the one you're waiting for. Which Muslim will ever do that? And as soon as they took the Khilafat, whoever did Islamic history will understand that at that time there was bloodshed, massacre throughout. How they killed and they killed. That you understand that this was no Muslim movement that came about. But in the life of, in the name of Ahle Bayt. And the first destruction took place, that fitna. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made it went down again. Shias came out in the world. They started spreading, but again it went down. All it needed every time was a new leader had to be born. Muslims still had control. The new leader would come, he would remove. Again an evil leader would come, a new leader would come, he would remove. And throughout history it carried on that. Wherever the fitna of Dajjal got very strong and it was felt that it's all destroyed, a new leader would be born, the ulama would make effort, they would give their lives. A new leader would be born, he would be in appreciation of that alim's effort and he would change everything and everything would come right. So the fitna of Dajjal continued, but it never ever happened that the Muslims lost control of the world. They remained in control of the world. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one of the ahadith he mentioned, he said, count from me a couple of things. Where everywhere before this, he said, Yakhruju, 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 Dajjal will come out here, Dajjal will come out here. But now he was going to use the word Khuruj. Khuruj means a big coming out now, big power. He said, count from me that when Aqsa will be taken over, which was taken over in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he said the Muslims will start going to Masjid Aqsa slowly, slowly, because that's the land of Barakat. He said when they will go to that land, Medina Munawwara, a time will come when it will be deserted. And then he said to Sahaba, don't desert Medina Munawwara, because when fitna is going to come, it's going to hit the lands of Sham. And that's what we're seeing today. Those people are suffering. The people of Medina Munawwara are in ease. They don't go. But it's going to happen. Kharab of Medina. He said, after Aqsa is now Abad, inhabited, and Medina is Kharab, now deserted. Then he gave a number in the Ahadith which shows about 7 years. And 7 years most likely refers to about 700 years after. He said, 7 years after, it will be the conquest of Constantinople. Constantinople in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, they tried. They destroyed the entire Roman army. But this one Constantinople, which we call today Turkey, that stood out. And it remained standing out for 800 years. In the 800th year of Hijri, in the Ottoman Empire, one man, a young boy, he manages to take over. And so that was the now final capital of the Christian kingdom, Byzantine. And that was the fall of it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said after about 6 years, meaning 600, 700 years, that will happen. Thereafter, he said after about 6 months, and most likely in the light of Ahadith, 6 months here means after about 60, 70, 80 years, he said, Khurujud Dajjal. Dajjal will come out. So what we have to see is what happened about 70, 80, 90 years after, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is Khurujud Dajjal, which has affected all of us today and the whole Muslim world. The Crusades took place long before this already. And the reason for the Crusades is no hidden matter. They have made it open that there were a group of people called Kabbalists, people who were learning the art of Kabbalah, which I mentioned Sulaiman alayhi salam in his time had it hidden. But there was someone teaching the people Kabbalah, and the only person it could be the man who was practicing at that time. And an effort was made that the Crusades must take place because that Kabbalah which is hidden there, what we call Ma'unzila alal Malakain, mixed with magic, was hidden. They needed that magic. And they have made it very clear when the Crusades came, there was a group of people called the Knight Templars. And they went inside and they took it out and they sent it out. But that was years before, hundreds of years. About 300-400 years already passed. They got it. Still nothing happened in the world. Still the Muslims were in charge. The whole Europe was under the Ottoman Empire's fear. But 100 years after the Ottoman, after the Constantinople fell, and the Muslims took over, about 70 to 100 years after that, what happened? Amongst these Jews, they make it known that although the scriptures of Kabbalah were found many 100 years ago, it was only now that it was developed, deciphered. This fun of Kabbalah was only understood 100 years later. And after that, what happened? What did this Kabbalah do for the world? We will find everything Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam in his time was doing through mu'ajiza, the qudrat of Allah. With this fun now, they began doing the same things but hidden with magic. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, kulla banna'i wa hawas. That in his time, the jinnat were told to build buildings, banna, wa hawas, and others were told to go to the bottom of the ocean. But it was through his qudrat that it was happening. Today, the buildings are going up and it's going, people are going to the bottom of the ocean, but not through any mu'ajiza, but through this fun which was brought in. And because the purpose of the fun was always evil, and it was always going to be mixed with magic, sihr, what we call nowadays jadu, you will find in everything around us today, on the outside it looks so big, so full of barakat, like how it was in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, inside it is nothing but sickness. What we will say, magic jadu. Kulla banna'i wa hawas. Sulaiman alayhi salam was flying in the air. We find at present times today, with the fun of Kabbalah, they managed to take over the air. And if you go into the history of those people who took over, you will always find one story. It's a Jew, his mother was a Jew, a man who had no real knowledge, and suddenly he became a brick person. How he worked it out? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Dajjal will have the power to speak and the whole world will hear him. And presently today we find, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimullah, he mentioned a unique jumla sentence, which like opened up this entire bahas. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimullah said, whatever power is mentioned of Dajjal in the ahadith must be understood in this manner. He says, when Dajjal will finally come out one day, he will be open and he will tell the people, I am God, worship me. So a person will come out, and that person most likely in the light of what has come through, it is, will be Khizr alayhi salam. Khizr alayhi salam can also be traced from the time of Zulqarnain, we don't know how much before that. And Khizr alayhi salam, as the Dajjal remained throughout history, Khizr alayhi salam remained throughout history. And the last encounter with Dajjal would be with Khizr alayhi salam. And he will go out to him. He said, what's your proof, you Dajjal? You are God. He will say, I'll kill you and I'll bring you alive. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimullah says, at that time, if Dajjal wants to say, I am God, he will say, listen to my voice. And he will speak, and the whole world will say, God. He will say, see me fly in the air. The Jews told Sahaba radiallahu anhu, our God, our awaited messenger. The Sahaba said, you all told us about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not following him. He said, no. Ours is different. Our awaited messenger, his head will be in the sky, his legs will be in the bottom of the ocean. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked. Such a huge monster. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They mentioned to him, Nabi Abaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read one verse of Quran, amazing. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. As I have mentioned now, the ability, not the monster, will be so big. He will have power over the air. He will have power over the earth. This verse, if it translates in the light of what I am saying, will translate like this. That when you are going in your car, and you will see huge, huge buildings, and you will see planes flying above, and you will see the ships moving in the waters, and you will say, amazing what man has made. Then لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then you just look up and you see a beautiful sky. And that is what Allah has made, without the means of man. And you will see that is much, much more superior. When you see that aeroplane flying, then the amount of dirt it's giving into the air, and the amount of evil it has created, and how many people died for it, but the sky creation never do that. You will see the lands are clear, how the trees are so beautiful. But when you see man's building coming up, what and what evil is taking place there? How many animals are suffering? How many men is suffering? So لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. Don't be amazed that he will be so huge, so in charge, nothing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's qudrat without man is much, much greater. Indication towards what? That the power of the Dajjal. So Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimullah mentioned that the Dajjal at that time can speak loudly and everyone will hear him. He can fly in the air, say, I'm God. I'll move around the world so fast, I am God. He says he will not do that. He says the reason why is at that time when Dajjal will make his appearance, everyone will be doing that. Everyone will be doing that. Everyone will be speaking and the world will be hearing. Everyone will be flying in the air. Everyone will be moving around the earth in 40 days. But then why has it been called the power of Dajjal? He says he will be in control of this. And how did he get control of it? He was the mastermind behind the invention of it. That is why you will find, if you look at the newspaper propaganda, they will tell you it's always Jewish propaganda. They are in charge of the entire news media. And if you have to look at the planes and weapons, it is theirs. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, my army bi junudillah qibala lahum biha. I got such an army you will never manage to fight. The army of Dajjal presently today is such an army that no one in the world can fight. Which Dajjal said with me, Ru'bu Dajjal, which is mentioned in certain ahadith, the Ru'b of Dajjal will only not enter four places. Time is running short. This is a very important part. Pay attention to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four places the Ru'b of Dajjal will not enter. Many years ago when the Khilafat was destroyed, through Kabbalah what happened, weapons came out. Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Dajjal will have firepower, fire. And he will have Jannah with him also. Whoever will go in his fire will end up in Jannah. Whoever will go in his Jannah will end up in Jahannam. His Jannah will be all the attractions we see around us. That man thinks in this I'll find my pleasure, and there he goes and he destroys himself. But his firepower created an army which no one in the world could stand against. No one. Which the Dajjal said, I will go everywhere. He says, only four places will hold out against me. Two of the places are famous, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah. The other two places which are famously not mentioned, which the ahadith also authentic, Masjid-e-Aqsa is the third. And until today, no matter what the Jewish power is, they have taken over everywhere, but Masjid-e-Aqsa manages somehow to push them out. And the fourth place which we mentioned, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. He went deep into this to explain the fourth place is Gaza, Mount Tur. And Gaza is that place which has fought amazingly, in the past also, a time came when the Tatars destroyed the entire Muslim world. One place stood up and destroyed the Tartars, Egypt. Presently today again it is that Egypt, because as Qari Tayyab Sahib explained, Gaza is part of Egypt. And it is this place that Allah has kept which will fight till the end of time. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam faces the Yajuj Majuj, he will be told, go back to Gaza, Mount Tur. From there you will be able to destroy them. No other place will manage to push them out. Gaza. But what's the secret in this hadith? Four places mentioned. Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Gaza. Whereas presently we find a fifth place in which the rope of Dajjal has also not entered. Afghanistan it has entered, they are fighting now to get them out. Iraq it has entered, a fifth place. A man who has been able to stand up for years and years. He died, people after him. We will do what you want with us, you will never fight against us, never destroy us, never kill us. And we have seen America pull back, Britain pull back, Russia pull back. Which country is that? That is the country which man nowadays knows as Iran. Which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith made an indication, don't be fooled with Iran. They will have big claims. But he mentioned finally when Dajjal will come out in his appearance, normal form, 70,000 from Iran will be with his army. Farsi is spoken in Iran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said at the front of Dajjal's army will be a man who will be saying something in Farsi, come, come. And he mentioned the word in the hadith, which the commentators say it is a Farsi word, which means come, come. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Dajjal, people who will accept him, he will give them the chance that little milk from a cow will become lot milk. And a small animal will become a big animal, which nowadays we say our chicken, our milk, everything is. But what is the reality of it? Reality of it is, it will outside look as though it is full of barakat. But inside it will have nothing but poison, sihar. Ask a person, what is this cancer? Computers, they say, it gives out cancerous rays. Television gives out cancerous rays. A person wrote an article, a television in the next room. The cancerous rays will affect the people in the next room. The cell phone gives out cancerous rays. The microwave gives out cancerous rays. What is this cancer? Cancer. A person who got cancer, the first person he goes to normally is an amil. I'm not feeling well. The amil checks him up. You say, you know what, you got jadu. There's a growth here. I always wonder, all the amils wrong. Every time someone tells me jadu and 10 years later they find out it's cancer. I say, are the amils shooting, taking chances? But in the light of this, I have understood that really that thing is magic. These sicknesses that are coming out from the food that we eat and from the environment that we live, it is what was added to ma unzila alal malakeen bi babila harut wa marut. That when the angels taught the knowledge of Harut and Marut, they mixed it with sihr magic. And as we eat, that magic goes. As we walk, that magic affects. To protect ourselves, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't be amazed. And the Dajjal, his fitna has already risen. His height he reached. The Khilafat was destroyed. People became murtad throughout. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Dajjal, you want to see him? Look in Khurasan. And we saw what happened in those lands. Russia destroyed entire Muslim lands. That height was reached. And at the present moment today, what we are going through revolution. Where day by day now his power is just falling, falling, falling. And good is becoming alive in the world again. To protect ourselves, which I intend next year speaking about Surah Kahf. But just as a khulasa now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one amazing amal. As I mentioned, this is all magic. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And he made ihtimam, he used to do it a lot. Every morning he would read these three surahs three times. Then he would blow on his hands and rub it over his whole body. So that the effects of magic which is within us, our food, the land we walk on, the fumes around us, which is in the environment around us, these three surahs will kick out everything. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Surah Kahf. And he said, Surah Kahf is so powerful that from head to toe, if you only read 10 ayat, Allah will surround your body with nur, light, because of which darkness will not manage to hit you. And if you are Mubarak to read the whole surah, then from the sky till the earth, around your body will be light. And as you move in the world, you will be the light which darkness cannot hit. Where he explained, the Dajjal is so strong. He also explained, the Dajjal will not reach where he wants to reach. He He got a certain level, he will stop there. After that, finished for him. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us. Inshallah, next year, when we get the chance, we will start mentioning about Surah Kahf. In the light of Murana Munazir Ahsan Gilani, rahimullah, wrote a beautiful kitab on Dajjal, Surah Kahf. Every ayat of Surah Kahf he took and he showed how Allah in this year has shown what Dajjal will do and the answer to it. So inshallah, if we get the chance next year, we'll do it. Until then, however, understand that the Dajjaliyat that we are living in is around us. There is no Dajjal that we have to wait for, and there is nothing to be worried about. Allah Pak has given us such powers with which we can fight every evil. May Allah tabarak ta'ala protect all of us, and may Allah tabarak ta'ala let us fight against this evil and always keep us with the iman, and may Allah Pak take us with the iman.